Chapter 2. The Body. Christ spoke of the body as the church. He asked to not forsake the assembly of ourselves together. This assembly of the body is the foundation to help the believer nurture, support, and aid in the prayer for one another. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching. Christ said, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Hebrews 10 verse 25, John 15 verse 12, Matthew 18 verse 20. The body, as the church, is not to be confused with any certain ritual patterns, but for an assembly for the glory of the Lord. God says you can receive His gift of Christ through faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanseth us from all sin. Galatians 5 verse 6, 1 John 1 verse 7. Paul writes to the Galatians about his concern that they have been fooled into believing that without these certain rituals and religious patterns, a believer can lose the grace of God. Paul in his letter to the Galatian church asked them, "Who bewitched you to think salvation is Christ plus works, or else you have fallen from grace? This is wrong, for it is Christ alone that gives grace. Faith performs miracles and puts out the Holy Spirit among you. There is no other way to fall from God's grace unless you try to perform your own works alone. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath evidently set forth crucified among you?" Galatians 3 verse 1. If you try to force grace into a series of rituals, the only outcome will be failure.